Hello, everybody, and welcome to the show. We ask you to do a couple things before we get started here. Number one, go to our Facebook page, like and share the Facebook page. You could also comment if you really wanted to. That'd be nice. Then head over to Twitter. Our Twitter handle is
@ComesNaturalPod.
Boom. You can follow us there. You can tweet at us there. We might tweet you back. Joe shook his head, so probably not.
What's Twitter?
Yeah, exactly. It's that thing where people can't write long messages, but they're usually filled with hate.
Oh.
Yeah, that's the one. Okay. And then after that, or before that, or instead of that, whichever one you want to do, head over to iTunes and hit that the subscribe button so you get the show every week when it comes out. You can give us a rating, which I'd prefer if you gave us 5 stars. Whatever. You could then leave a comment so other people could check it out. And you could also share that, too. You could share that on the Twitter or the Facebook or wherever social media things. You can Snapchat it if you want. Whatever. But go ahead and do those. And, yeah. We'll start the show now. Comes naturally, we are.
Joe.
And I'm Cody. Welcome to the show.
That was pretty good. I like it.
That was a good one. As usual, we'll start with our segments. Mike, what do you got?
Interesting.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. All right, Joe. Got some science for us?
Got a couple things. First, coming from popular science, I don't know how much you think about the Earth's magnetic field.
All day.
All day, every day? Good.
If I'm not fixing dummies' computers, I'm thinking about the magnetic stuff of the Earth. That was the question, right?
It's actually an interesting thing to go back and study and understand, like, the Earth's poles have flipped a couple of times over, billions of years, and they're actually slowly moving. In fact, if you can Google search it, scientists actually place markers for the Earth's magnetic field, north and south, north pole, south pole, north pole. Yeah, both of them. Sorry.
The poles.
They actually have markers that they set down every year, and it shows the migration of the poles. But that's not exactly what this article is about from popular science. It's ancient jars hold clues about the intensity of Earth's magnetic field.
Jars.
So like clay jars, pots, stuff like that. The idea behind it is that obviously, clay jars are made from dirt. Pretty much actually all ancient jars were made from soil, some kind of dirt or soil. So when you heat that up, there are magnetic materials within them that are able to then move into the correct orientation for the Earth's magnetic field. So you have the actual hearths that they were created in, and that's where most of the researchers are actually doing the science, because those never move. Now, if you can actually pin a certain piece of pottery to that hearth, and you have it done over thousands of years, such in this case, which is from the Kingdom of Judea.
Oh,
so old. Yeah. And they actually have these pots with these, not so intricate, but they actually have, like, symbols on the side of them. So they can actually place these pots being made at these hearths over the span of 2,000 years. So they're able to actually look at the materials and how the magnetic materials within them are oriented, and see how the magnetic field has changed over time, going from one direction to another, or becoming weaker or stronger. So I thought that was really interesting.
It's pretty weird.
Yeah. And it's definitely something that is, I suggest to go to popularscience.com and go and read. It's a very fascinating article. Something that you don't even think about
at all.
Yeah.
Or how you thought of, like, using that to figure that out too.
Yeah. No.
And the amount of work you'd have to put in finding out where a piece of pottery was made.
Well, and that's the interesting, like, it's also a cross between the archaeology. Like, archaeologists find this stuff, but they have no interest in Earth's geomagnetic fields over time. Where it came from and whatnot.
That did them, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. So it's this interesting crossing of professions. The next article I have is from National Geographic, talking about another new species that's been discovered in Madagascar.
The place always has new shit.
It does. This one's actually really interesting. It's another long article that I would suggest that you go to nationalgeographic.com and read. It's titled, "This Newly Found Gecko Can Shed Its Skin on Demand." Now, this new gecko is called Gecko Lepis Megalepis, which is Latin for very large scales. And showing Cody a picture of this.
Oh!
Very large scales. Like, just imagine, there's another picture down further.
That looks like a dick pic someone sent.
Let's see, where is it?
Like, someone has the world's worst hibby hib.
So that's more what it looks like with all of its scales.
Another picture is a slimy pink thing with the scales falling off.
Yeah, because it's able to shed its scales without blood or anything.
It
just
falls off?
Just falls right off. Originally was discovered back sometime in the 19th century, but it wasn't until 2004 that they were able to actually physically capture one, because they are very elusive.
Yeah, shit.
They are confused with other species of gecko. It actually wasn't until they started, they like had a bunch of different of what they assumed were the same species of gecko, and they were doing DNA tests, and they found this one that was totally different. But there's also mentions of researchers going out there, and they actually, when you finally get past the incredibly good camouflage, and you're trying to capture this thing, and the scales just fall right off and just gone. Yeah, really, like, it's a wet bar of soap. Oh,
all of a sudden left with this
just scales in your hands and stuff. Yeah. So it's pretty cool that, you know, you're still finding new species of animals over the world.
It's pretty creepy. Like, a couple years ago, they found that that organism that's not carbon-based in the volcanic, weird volcanic island.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, obviously that thing's going to take over and kill us all.
Yeah, because as long as, you know, volcanoes don't take over or anything.
Yeah, because it can survive. Like it doesn't have, because it's not carbon based. It's not affected by what's that white powder that kills us? Arsenic. Yeah, arsenic.
Arsenic kills us. Yeah.
Yeah. So like arsenic doesn't affect it. There's like, we can't actually kill this thing. I was like, well, okay. So.
But it's able to survive those high temperatures and everything. Yeah.
Yep. That's bad news for us. That's all I know. Crossbreed that with a robot, and we're fucked.
Oh God! I mean, we're already on our way there. Right now.
That's funny. Speaking of that, I was telling someone about that Boston Dynamics video. And if you show someone that video, we talked about on the podcast a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
But if you want to like figure out if someone has weird robot phobia or whatever that's actually called, show them that video. If they freak out, that person is not destined to be alive when the robos take over. Because they will be the first to like just commit suicide.
Oh, were they really that freaked
out? Oh, yeah. Like, got up and left the room.
Robophobia.
Is it robophobia?
It's robophobia.
Fuck yeah, it is. Why wouldn't it be?
From the Czech word robophobia, or robotophobia, from the Czech word robota, meaning drudgery. Oh, that's weird. Freaking Wikipedia.
So does that actually mean the fear of robots?
Yeah, it's the fear of robots, drones, robot-like mechanics, or artificial intelligence.
Oh, fuck. That's a thing.
It's a thing.
I mean, of course it's a thing. I mean, obviously, there's always a thing.
Yeah.
But can you, like, those people, you would think those people can't exist nowadays, because everything is so, I mean.
Are they afraid of, like,
they can't have
Siri?
Smartphones?
Yeah.
Because essentially that's AI.
Yeah.
Ugh, I mean.
But how, I mean, I don't know. I guess I've never had a phobia of really anything, so I don't really understand how far the fear goes, because you can have a phobia of anything. There was a Chive article of, like, you know, 14 weirdest phobias, and I'm reading through it, and I'm like, there can't be
was
people
that, the one,
there are afraid of this shit.
That was the one that said there was a phobia someone has, like, someone's afraid of loose change, right? Is that the same article?
No, that was a different one. That might have been a cracked one.
Yeah, and I was like, this bullshit. I looked it up, and there's an actual phobia of people afraid of loose change.
But, like, that's something I don't
loose
get.
Loose change? What?
Exactly.
Like, did you get fucking hit in the face by loose change or a little? Like,
I don't know.
Why are you afraid of pennies? Like,
and that's what I was saying going through this article. I don't understand how somebody can be afraid of these things, but to the point of where, because, and like I said, I've never had a phobia, and so I would only have to assume that a phobia is essentially like a crippling fear of something, to where you never want to interact with it, you never want to be around it, and when you are, you're just like a fucking scared goat, where you're just,
yeah, it's just,
you know, frozen and can easily be tipped over or something. But yeah, you get, if somebody has robophobia, and nowadays they couldn't have a smartphone because of fucking Siri or Google Home or Alexa. I mean, imagine just walking into a Best Buy, you would die, right?
Oh, easily. Yeah, for sure.
I mean, you couldn't go into certain sections of Walmart. Oh, electronics? Nope.
Yeah, like this.
Does that mean you can't watch movies either?
It probably, like, scary movies would be like things like Ex Machina.
Oh.
Which must fucking terrify people.
Yeah.
Like, there's like straight up panic attacks and like those like the shortness of breath type shit all the time. So speaking of drones, I wanted to bring this up.
I found it. It's the alphabet phobia on Cracked. But keep going, drones.
Oh, that's what, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's fucked up shit on there. There's some people that just need, like, they need to die.
I'll go through it real quick.
Yeah, so real quick on this. Okay. We're talking about drones. So I was at the work thing last week, and they use this drone. Oh, you see the cheap little drones at, like, Best Buy and things like that. They're, like, you know, square, about, you know, probably like four or five inches square, you know.
Yeah,
not very big, right? Mm-hmm. Usually shitty. You get them for like $80 or whatever.
We actually carry the high-end ones now.
Yeah, I know. I see that in the fucking Best Buy. It's so weird to me, like, right. Whole like 8-foot section of drones. I was like, why, who the fuck is gonna,
a lot of,
like...
people actually, we had somebody call the Geek Squad and go, hey, so I'm having a problem flying my drone. And I was like, we don't troubleshoot that stuff. Yeah, but like, if I brought it in, could you guys help me with it? We don't troubleshoot that stuff.
I hate the society so much. I hate this whole fucking planet.
Anyway.
Anyway, so there's this company called DJI who makes a lot of them, and you'd see. I'll show Joe the DJI Phantom is probably the most popular one that you've seen.
Yes, it's one of the
white
ones we carry. Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So they make this one. It's called the Mavic Pro drone. It's $1,000. So obviously it seems like a lot of money. This is it.
That thing goes underwater too, right?
Yeah, this one's waterproof. It can, this, I don't know if this one goes underwater, but I know this one can be in rain and stuff.
Oh my God. I just realized how that thing flies, because I'm looking at the propellers on the back, and I'm like, how does it just fly with the two back ones? And I realized, no, those are two bottom ones as
this
well.
This isn't a... Yeah, there it goes.
Okay, so it... Okay, so
it folds out.
That thing's
so
gnarly looking.
Yeah, dude. 4K video.
Oh.
Dude, the quality of this is nuts. So at the event I was at last week for work, the camera crew they have set up, because, yes, we have camera crews.
No, why not?
Filming all the different events. They do a sizzle reel every day, right? So... The second day we're there, we sit down as a big group, and they're like, let's watch the sizzle reel from yesterday. They have this aerial shot of the hotel, of the resort, right? And this, easily, you can see it's a drone. Like, it's smooth, it's like, it's beautiful, right? And I was like, so I don't remember seeing a helicopter yesterday, so where'd this come from? And then we, like, the second or third day, we're doing a community event, and they used a little drone to fly over us, and it was real quiet, real small, was this. And I asked the guy, like, what is that? He's like, this, you know, it's a DJI. I was like, oh, okay. He's like, yeah, you know, it's 4K and it's so fucking small.
Okay, how big is this thing?
Dude, like this.
You're kidding.
No. It's fucking amazing, dude. Like, look at this thing. It's so dope. Like, that's the controller. And you can have, this can be your phone, but it's an attachment. Otherwise, you don't have to use it. You just use that.
Please tell me that your phone can be used for
remote viewing.
Remote viewing.
Yes. With just an app.
I want that now.
Yeah, it's so dope. This is all the stuff you get. It's $1,000. You get extra propellers. You get two batteries. This only shows one here. But yeah, dude, it's fucking nuts, dude. Let me see if this says the actual size of it.
Because if it's that small.
Flies up to 40 miles an hour for as long as 27 minutes. 4K fully stabilized and ensures smooth footage. It has GPS positioning so it can follow you.
Oh.
Fly by phone over Wi-Fi for even easier flight, or use the controller that comes with it. I'm trying to see if it says physical size on here.
It's got to, usually under specifications or like technical specs or something like that. But I don't go camping that much as I really want to, or hiking as I used to. But when I do, I've always wanted to have something like that, a drone that would be small enough to throw into a bag, and you could launch it up over the tree line or over the canyon or wherever you are and be able to look at the area in front of you or behind you or go scout somewhere forward. And that would be it right there. If it's waterproof, if it's, I mean, even just water resistant, but 4K video.
Yeah, dude, it's fucking nuts, dude. I'm trying to see.
Oh. Even for $1,000, that'd be well worth it. And I do get a discount from that company, so.
4.3 mile range.
4.3 miles?
Yeah.
Jeez.
That's fucking insane.
Well, I think I know what my next big purchase is.
I'm trying to see. It doesn't have the fucking.
We'll start doing
specs on here either.
Live video too, from the.
It's fucking. It's crazy, dude. Like, it's so nuts about this. How tiny this thing was. Specs. Here we go. This website is not bueno for.
That's totally gotta be it.
Physical size was aircraft.
Hopefully it would come with a cool case as well.
Folded, it's 83 millimeters high, 83 millimeters wide, 198 millimeters long. And when it's fully folded out diagonally, propeller extended, it's 335 millimeters and weighs less than 2 pounds.
I'm trying to remember how big that is in inches.
That's what she said.
3 inches. So 83 yeah. millimeters is a little over 3 inches.
Yeah. So what's do diagonal of 335 millimeters? So what's 335 millimeters? So that's from propeller extended out. I mean, it's not that big.
335 millimeters is 13, a little over 13 inches.
Yeah, like 13.1 inches. Over a foot. Yeah. Yeah, this is easy what this thing was.
Yeah.
So it's literally like this big.
Oh my God, I'm in love. I want it. And dude, what's it called again?
It's called the Mavic Pro. M-A-V-I-C. From DJI. Yeah, it's fucking dope, dude. It was. And the crazy thing was, when they were filming it, we saw them doing the filming for one of the days out back. One guy's holding the iPhone, watching and recording the video. The other guy's steering the drone. So you could tell him how good the shot is and stuff. Mm-hmm. It was fucking insane. And the video is just like streaming directly from it to the phone.
That's fucking awesome.
Dude, it was just.
And this begs to point out what exactly one of the reasons why GoPro is having such a hard time in
Yeah, because people market. Are catching up.
Not only that, they're just surpassing like. They've already, like, you already have this company that's what they did. They made drones. Now they just had to stick a really good camera to it and make it smaller, whereas GoPro's was big. I don't remember the exact size of it.
There was another big one they had, too. Not them, I saw when we looked it up real quick. They have a Phantom 4 now. Fuck me, really? Oh, it's the same thing. Yeah.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it's the same weird white. The body is smaller, though. It doesn't have the weird on it. It does have a really big camera, though. Because that's the same one.
Did you see that Woot had the parrot? for sale for $150.
Yeah.
I thought that was pretty cool too. But this thing, whew, this thing. Wonder if the store carries it yet.
I don't know.
I mean, not exactly the latest and greatest stuff that we carry. Wait. Nope, it's there.
They have the Mavic Pro?
Yep.
Oh, this thing's fucking dope, dude. Wonder what your price is on it.
Right? They even carry the combo that comes with the controller. The controller, oh my God, is that $300 for the controller?
Separately, yeah. I think that's what I saw in here.
We also sell the battery packs, polarized lens filters, a Polar Pro sunshade mobile monitor hood for the drone remote controller, case. Oh, that's cute. Little antenna boosters. And a fucking backpack. That's amazing.
Yeah, it's fucking nuts, dude. It was so impressive.
Oh, my store actually has the accessories, some of the accessories for it.
Oh, nice. Yeah, and the controller is really dope looking.
Controller is actually a little pretty dope looking, yeah.
Yeah, so like it comes with the drone. I mean, I'm looking at the stuff that comes with it, and it's like the drone, the controller. Looks like it comes with a, I mean, I don't know if that's an, I think that's an extra battery. I think the guy said it was like, it came with two batteries in the thing, in the bundle.
Which would be really awesome of them if they did. Let's see, product features, fly by phone, save. Oh, here we go. What's included? And plus, battery charger, the quadricopter, owner's manual, three pairs of propellers, and a remote control. So, no, according to this, it doesn't come with an extra battery. They may have bought a bundle.
Oh, what's this one? Oh, here we go. The combo. What's in this?
The combo looks like it's a just everything from the drone with a remote.
This, yeah, because this one has the second battery with it. So this must be the one they were talking about. Because I think he said it was a little more than 1,000.
Oh, yeah, because this one comes with a shoulder bag, five propellers.
Yeah.
The gimbal clamp, car charger. Like an SD memory card.
Yeah, so this is definitely the one then. Yeah. So this must be the bundle they were talking about. The more combo.
Three intelligent flight batteries.
Three? Oh, shit.
That's what it says. Dope.
That's fucking rad.
But I like how they call it intelligent flight batteries. That's something I'm going to have to look up later and see what the fuck do you mean intelligent flight. Because to me, it just has...
It's like, Joe, I'm almost out of battery.
Oh, no. Gotta plug you in.
It knows who I am. Yeah, it's fucking... It was amazing.
I like to watch the look of it, too. It's just gnarly looking.
It's so fucking dope.
I've always wanted a helicopter, too. Has that ever bothered you? I mean, it bothers me that they call them drones. They don't call them remote control helicopters like they did when I was a kid.
Yeah, I mean, I think the reason they call them drones is because of the what they do. I mean, they're the drone. It's not something you like get in and you pilot. It's something remotely done.
Well, a remote control helicopter is not something. I mean, the only difference I can see is like a lot of this stuff nowadays, like it has the ability to follow you. You know, it has the ability to do more autonomous things. But to me, it's still a remote control helicopter, and it's funny to me how this technology has been around for years, and it's not until recently that they start calling them drones, which equate them to military stuff.
Yeah,
that they're starting to you have to have a license. Is it a license now?
For certain sizes.
For certain sizes, yeah, and that's ridiculous to me. And the fact that also people are getting scared of like, oh my God, you know, you're going to be able to record somebody's backyard. It's like, who fucking cares? It's a backyard. Yeah.
Speaking of drones, though, did you see that video of the guy following his wife with a drone when she went to go cheat on him?
No.
Wife of 18 years. He basically has his drone. He follows her using it. And then he narrates the video about her, like, walking. This is where she normally goes. And then normally she goes left here. But, oh, look, she's going right. Hey, there's a car behind the CVS. There she's getting in the car. I don't know whose car this is. And then he's, like, just starts erupting into rage. And it's pretty impressive to watch.
Wow.
Yeah. It's pretty awesome. It's like, wow. Well, that's what you get, you fucking bitch. But, yeah, it was pretty funny.
But you know what? Yeah. Don't do that.
Yeah. Don't be a cunty bitch.
Yeah.
You won't get followed by a drone.
Yeah.
I mean, granted, I mean, I don't know if he did anything to make her cheat. I'm not saying that, but it's pretty funny that he followed her with a drone.
Right.
The funny part was him erupting into anger. Fucking rage. It was really funny.
He posted it on YouTube, didn't he?
Oh, it's on YouTube, yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, someone posted it on Facebook and I saw it. It was really funny.
Well, it's always weird how people will record themselves doing that type of stuff and then they like post it on YouTube or something.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if posted it on,
right, but
on there,
but they end up on YouTube somehow.
Yeah, somehow.
You know, or you get those people that are like doing extremely dumb shit, fail blog.
Yep.
You know, it's hilarious to watch, but at the end of the day, it's like, why did you even save this? Like, to me, it would have been like, oh, I face planted. Delete that.
Yep, delete. Yeah. You beat your friends up until they delete them.
Exactly.
Unless it goes to the cloud and they're like, oh, I totally deleted it.
Oh, I you know, automatically uploads to the cloud.
Yeah. Fuck are you? Yeah, I mean, they have drones now where you can set it to follow you. So it's like a POV, like third person thing where it just like falls behind you.
Yep.
And like it folds out as the like, looks like a Nintendo DS and it unfolds and just you, it flies up and then you just, it just follows you around in your daily thing. Yeah. But yeah, that one is fucking incredible. It's not very loud.
Uh-huh.
It's fucking tiny, really. I mean, it's over a foot with the, like, that's the propellers, like the tip to tip propeller diagonally is just over a foot.
Yeah.
I mean, that's fucking, I mean, it's tiny.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It was impressive.
Thing would have to be super lightweight.
Oh, it's less than 2 pounds.
Jeez.
Yeah, dude, it's crazy.
The technology that went into that thing.
It's so mind-boggling. Ridiculous, dude. And the camera's not fixed. You can actually move the camera.
Yeah, because I saw it said it comes with gimbal, and I'm like, well, that means, you can
turn it. It comes in a little, the camera's in a little dome.
Yeah.
So you have, I don't know if it's not a 360 degree, but it actually does turn.
But you could literally have it just sitting there, and you can panning left and right.
Yeah, because the video they did when they went over, camera panned down, so it went over, like it was fucking phenomenal. It was so smooth.
Oh.
I was like, man, there was that. And I was thinking like, it was going to be the Phantom. It was like a big one, right?
Yeah.
Which, have you ever seen the Phantom run?
Yeah.
They're so fucking loud.
Mm-hmm. We got one in the Geek Squad because for some reason they go that they need to be looked at, you know?
Oh, they're returned or whatever?
Yeah.
Make sure it's functional so they're not returning a defective product or whatever.
So we put it together.
Of course. Oh, yeah, we have to test it.
We have to test it, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's it's dope. I was like, okay, well, there you go. Drones are at that point where, like, that shit's legit as fuck. I mean, granted, you're going to spend, you know, $1,200,000 on it, but, I mean, fucking video quality was phenomenal.
Well, when you're getting that type of video quality, when you're getting flight time, when you're getting the extra battery packs,
27
the ability...
minutes on a battery.
Yeah.
I mean, you have three batteries, an hour and a half.
Yeah.
Like, you know?
The ability to live view what you're filming, to all of that is phenomenal stuff that adds up, and that is well worth that price.
So dope, man. Mm-hmm. So rad.
And be well worth my discount.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Hootie hoo.
Own so much stuff I don't need.
You do.
Oh.
Live doll. Yeah. Sorry. So you're you had the crack thing with the phobias, the fucked up shit?
Yeah. We're going to play a little game.
All right.
I'm going to name the phobia, and you're going to tell me what it is a fear of.
Okay. I'm going to get these wrong.
This is going to go, it's an alphabetical one, so it's just going to go straight down. Anthophobia.
Fear of antennas.
No.
Fear of left socks.
No.
Damn it. What is it?
Fear of flowers.
How? Okay.
Right?
I don't know who names these, but they're fucking wrong.
No, some of these are like, I would have to
flower
look at.
Flower phobia. That's what the fear of flowers
or
is.
Or florophobia or something.
Yeah.
You're never going to get this one. Barophobia.
Well, I mean, it sounds like you're afraid of a bar.
But it's not.
So I would say the fear of uncooked spaghetti.
No.
Damn it. What is it?
The fear of gravity.
What?
How can you be afraid of gravity? This is what I don't get. Like, I've read through this, and this is one of them that I read, and I'm like, how is this a fear?
But the thing is, that means someone has it, so they had to give it a name.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't understand phobias that well, because I've never had them. But, like, in my mind, a phobia would be something that would give you paralyzing fear.
Tangible object or something that you can interact with that gives you fear, like, makes you afraid.
Right, but you're looking at gravity here, and it's like, well, that's something that's happening all the time. What? Like, are you just completely...
Do they live in a bathtub or something? Like, do they live in a pool? Like, how do you...
Right, I don't know.
How do you... Oh, my God.
This is what I don't get. Next one.
That has to only affect tall people. There's no way someone short is affected by that. It's got to be people above 6'6". If you're above 6'6", you may have this.
Wouldn't that be just vertigo?
Well, no, because you can be high up.
What's the other one? Fear of heights?
Fear of heights, I don't know what it's called.
Agoraphobia? Agoraphobia?
Might be.
No, yeah. Wait, that's fear of plate. Anyway.
It'll find
Claustrophobia.
Okay, closing spaces.
Yep, the fear of combined spaces.
Confined spaces, that's what it was.
Dentophobia.
Afraid of dentists?
Afraid of dentists.
Boom! I was going to say dents, but that makes sense.
Afraid of dents. I'm so afraid of all these dents. Entomophobia.
Oh, I have no idea.
Entomophobia.
Okay, what is it?
The fear of insects. So an entomologist.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
And that's like just insects in general, right?
That's
like,
insects in general. Because there's
arachnophobia, spiders.
Yeah, this just says the fear of insects in general.
So just insects.
Just insects. In general.
Okay.
Felinophobia.
Scared of cats.
Fear of cats.
Fear of cats.
Yep. Yeah. Gamophobia.
Afraid of gum?
No.
Spell it?
Gamo phobia.
Afraid of games?
No.
Board games?
No.
Dice?
No.
Jacks?
No.
Bouncing balls?
No.
Fuck, what is it?
Fear of marriage.
Okay, well, I might have that. So there's a fear of commitment.
Yeah.
And then there's a fear of marriage.
There's a fear of marriage. How is that not the same? I don't know.
Well, one is legal. I mean, paperwork did this not fill out.
I don't know.
That's so fucking weird. That makes sense. I mean, I know plenty of people are afraid of marriage.
Yeah.
But, okay, that's a fucking weird-ass name.
Mm-hmm.
Wedding phobia? I mean, that's a fear of weddings. I don't know, whatever.
Marophobia? Yeah. That'd be a fear of female horses, maybe. Mirophobia. I'm not afraid of the ones with dicks, but the ones with vaginas scare me.
They're so terrifying. They're like women, but with four hairy knuckle legs.
Go ahead. Gross. Halitophobia.
Fear of bad breath. Yes!
Halitosis. Yep. It makes sense.
Yep, makes sense.
Yeah.
Unlike that last one.
Unlike the other ones, yeah.
Uh-oh. His hands get extended, like he's excited for a second.
Ideophobia.
Fear of ideas?
The fear of ideas.
Oh my God.
You gotta, like, how
you can't be afraid of that. Oh my God. So, for the people who haven't read or seen the movie Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, there's a race of alien beings that are basically bureaucrats.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Their entire existence is organized. They have paperwork that you have to go through. So if you want to go on vacation, you have to do paperwork, and it has to be like triple stamped and signed off and then buried in mulch and then unburied and then signed again, like that kind of shit. Right. And on their planet, nobody can have a new idea. If you do, this arm with a paddle shoots out of the ground and slams you in the face. And wow. So, Darwinism, after years of this happening, the whole race has literally lost the ability to think of new ideas. That's why they make perfect bureaucrats.
Yeah.
Because no one wants to ever change anything or have any new ideas. It's all the same all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And that just makes me laugh because that's exactly what it is. Like,
ideophobia.
That's fucking stupid. Go ahead.
Jangelophobia. Jangelophobia.
afraid of giraffes?
Or maybe let's pronounce it Jangelophobia.
Afraid of Jell-O?
Afraid of Jell-O.
Fucking Christ. Now, Jell-O is creepy.
But a fear of it?
But a fear of it, like, okay, you don't like it. Texturized, it's weird. Even back in the day, gelatin was made of horse hooves and shit. Like,
because it is technically like bone meal,
yeah,
or something
like
that.
Yeah, it's like bone meal. Yeah, I get it. Like, but that's like back in the day. Like, Jell-O now isn't, it's all artificial. And it's creepy because it's like a liquid that's like sort of solid and it, you know, it, but really to be afraid of it, like, just kill yourself. Like, if you went to a doctor and a psychiatrist at this point, this is who you'd go see. Wouldn't see a doctor, because they'd be like, well, I'm not going to fucking, I don't know, go away.
Well, hopefully you never have to go to the hospital.
Yeah, because there's a fear
you
for
get
it.
The fucking Jell-O patch, yeah, and you're like, oh my God. Start pulling plugs. Where is it?
You find out you need your tonsils removed. Like, but all I can need is Jell-O. Okay, go on. Fucking Christ. Like, okay, I was going to say. So you go to a psychiatrist and they diagnose you with something fucking stupid like the fear of Jell-O, whatever it's called, Jamajula, blah, blah. They should give you a gun with one bullet in it, right?
For when you just want to let it go.
Just like, yo.
It's in a little bot. It's in like a prescription bottle. So
yeah,
that,
it's like
you
a
know.
Little Derringer.
Yeah.
Like, fuck, dude. These people. This is why like places like Japan like kill certain people. Not anymore, apparently.
Not anymore. K is for kenophobia.
Afraid of kennels?
No.
Afraid of dog houses?
No.
Barbecues?
Close.
Blankets?
No.
Dogs?
No.
Cats?
No.
Horses?
No.
Fuck, what is it?
Fear of voids.
Voids?
Voids.
Voids. It's like a void, like a...
Like space. Empty space.
Fear so if you walk... Space. Oh my God. So if you walk down the street and there's two buildings and there's a space between them... You would shit your pants.
Technically, it's a void. I would hope that it would mean like...
Can you go in a parking lot? If there's two cars, that there's a gap between, that's a void. Would you just fucking just panic?
Are you afraid of the sky?
Fucking Christ. You can't look up.
Right?
You can't look down.
No.
Oh my God, dude. Jesus Christ. These people are insane. All right, go ahead.
Like, I don't know. Ligophobia.
Please tell me it's a fear of Legos.
No.
Fuck, what is it?
Fear of darkness.
Oh,
that one I can kind of understand, but it's not so much the fear of the darkness.
No, it's
fear of what's in the darkness, what you don't know it's in the darkness.
Shoot a magic missile.
I'm hoping this is pronounced myophobia, myxophobia, M-Y-X-O phobia, myxophobia.
What the fuck is that, a fear of?
Slime. Slime.
Oh my God. I hate everybody.
Right. Necrophobia.
Fear of the dead.
Fear of death.
Or fear of death, yeah.
Yeah. Ophthalmophobia. Ophthalmophobia. Ophthalmophobia.
Fear of oatmeal?
No.
Oats. Bread.
No.
Grains.
No.
Gluten.
No.
Nail files.
No.
Fuck, what is it?
The fear of being stared at.
What?
Ophthalmophobia.
Oh my God, okay.
Yep.
I mean, I can get that. I can get some people being creeped out being stared at, like paranoid people, but that's pretty fucked
it's
up.
It's a phobia. Parasitophobia.
Fear of parasites?
Fear of parasites.
Nailed it!
Quadrophobia.
Fear of things that come in fours?
Close. Fear of the number four.
The number four.
Yes.
And this is the reason hot dogs come in groups of eight, because someone's fucking with somebody.
Right.
Jesus Christ, go ahead.
Radiophobia.
Fear of radio?
No.
Fear of radio waves?
No.
Fear of sound coming from speakers?
No.
What is it?
Fear of radiation.
Oh, I should have guessed that.
Yeah. Scatophobia.
Scatophobia? Fear of poop.
Fear of poop.
Yeah.
Or so every time you bullying. Take a shit.
How do you, how, oh my God.
Are you
dude.
Scared shitless at that point?
Obviously you are scared shitless, but how do you live?
Don't know.
Do you have a catheter to put in? No, because you have to deal with it.
Don't know.
How? Oh, my God. Okay, go ahead.
Telephonophobia.
No. Afraid of telephones?
Fear of phones.
Fear of phones.
Yep. Here's another good one. Europhobia.
Afraid of Europeans?
No.
Europe?
No.
Afraid of yourself?
Close.
Afraid of your reflection?
No.
Afraid of someone who looks like you?
Europhobia.
What is it?
Fear of urine.
Urine. Oh, my God. I think it's,
I do like the little image that they used for this one was the ugly kid Joe, but he's like,
oh! Oh, my God. So if you had both those,
Would you just be afraid to use a bathroom?
Oh, you would have to walk on with like the reverse cone thing that they put on dogs, but it was like this way?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Okay, go ahead.
I'm going to butcher this one as too. Venus triophobia. Venus trophobia.
We already went over fear of plants. Venus is plants, right?
No.
What is it?
Think celestial bodies and what they represent.
Oh my God. No. What is it?
It's the fear of pretty girls.
God damn it.
So Venus has always been associated with female. So it's the fear of pretty girls.
Isn't that just being homosexual at that point?
No.
So you're afraid of pretty girls, but you can talk to ugly ones.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
It's the fear of pretty girls. Wikiphobia.
Fear of Wikipedia.
No.
Thank God.
That would be hilarious, though.
Wicker furniture?
I am going to get that phobia. No. Not. No.
What is it?
Wicca.
The... Like, earth magic?
Yeah, fear of
witches.
Oh, my
fucking God, really?
The fear of witches.
Oh, my God. Of course you're going to... Okay.
This one I don't get. Xerophobia, spelled with an X. X-E-R-O, xerophobia.
Afraid of copy machines.
No.
Afraid of copies.
No.
What is it?
The fear of dryness. Do not live in Arizona. I don't get it either.
How can you be a... What... Oh, my God. I can't even fathom what that is.
Nope.
How are you afraid of dry... Like, do you not like paper towels?
Is that, like, skin
dryness?
Do you
live in a fucking... Like, you can't live in an igloo because that shit's dry, believe it or not. How... Oh, my God. Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yakophobia.
Fear of vomit?
Fear of throwing up.
Throwing up, okay.
Final one. Zoophobia.
Fear of zoos?
Fear of animals.
That's a cop-out. Like, fear of animals should be, like, animal phobia. Like, oh, my God. I would think zoophobia would be afraid of caged animals.
Yeah, because it actually uses the term zoo. But zoo actually comes from zoological,
which
is
the
study
of animals. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So,
well, habitable animals. Right?
Yeah. So that's what you have. So those is a, that's a very small.
There's a name for it. There's a name. There's an actual phobia of fear of loose change.
I really hope that's not a thing.
It is. Oh, I spelled change wrong because I'm a fucking moron. It's called cuprolamophia. I don't know. It's fear of coins is what it is.
Fear of coins.
Yeah. So this is right here.
Cuprolamophobia. Minophobia.
Yeah, it's a fear of coins.
Huh.
Like, legit, it's a thing. How are you afraid of coins? Like, does Mario terrify you?
Oh, yeah, it probably would. It probably would.
I hate people so bad. Oh, here's one. 10 bizarre phobias. 10 most bizarre phobias.
Okay, I'm looking for...
Oh, my God, there's a fear of chopsticks. Oh, I'm sorry, and it's not just chopsticks. No, it is afraid of chopsticks. Yeah, that's exactly what it is. Wow. Consecutalophobia? Fear of chopsticks. There's a fear of money. That makes sense. I mean, money is the root of all evil, but... The fear of string! Linophobia. Linophobia, the fear of strings.
That's a little weird. So could you not wear clothes? It's made up of tiny strings.
I'm like, what?
Oh, my God. I hope that there's nobody that has that phobia out there that just realizes that and we just pointed it out.
Sophophobia. fear of learning.
Really sounds like the opposite, the fear of couches.
Yeah, right? And it's S-O-P-H-O-P-H-O-B-I-A.
Of course, because you can't use an F in any of that stuff. You have to replace it with P-H's.
Okay, I'm going to read this one. Don't look.
All right.
Nomatophobia? Nomatophobia? I don't know how to say that. Fear of names.
Oh, I was going to go with the fear of that race from Dragon Ball Z, the Namics.
Okay, fair enough, yeah. No, that could be it, yeah, for sure. Oh, my God. Fear of opening one's eyes? Oh, that's not even a real word. Fear of peanut butter sticking to the roof of your mouth.
That's not a thing. Oh, there's a pornophobia.
Butt, isn't it? Arcabut, like, oh, my God, dude, these... Fear of memories?
I don't even know how that...
How can you remember if you're afraid of them?
I like this one. Algophobia, the fear of pain. Doesn't everybody fear pain? I mean, most people. I'm sure there's other...
Aerophobia. Guess what that one is.
I'm going to go with the fear of planes.
Nope.
Of kites.
Nope.
Of air.
Close.
What?
Of swallowing air. The fear of swallowing air.
So would you be afraid of burping then?
Yeah. Like burps means you're like, I'm done.
I've swallowed air. Kill me now.
Oh my God. Xenophobia. The fear of the great mole rat.
The what now? The great mole rat. Not just mole rats in general.
The great mole rat.
The great. Is this like a hockey playing mole rat?
No, dude. The people are the fucking worst. Oh, my God.
Chlorophobia, the fear of the color green.
Papaphobia.
Kybophobia or cetophobia, the aversion to food. So it's the synonyms to anorexia nervosa.
Papaphobia, the fear of the Pope.
Oh, I was going to say the fear of fathers, but I guess it's the same, kind of.
Trichophobia, the fear of loose hairs.
Oh my God, I'm glad I don't have that phobia. Oh, here's a good one. Urotophobia. The fear of female genitals.
That means you're homosexual, right?
You might as well be at that point.
So, socophobia is the fear of being looked at. Apparently that's different than being stared at.
Yeah.
Spectrophobia. Fear of mirrors.
Globophobia, the fear of balloons. Because those balloons can be scary. Gymnophobia, the fear of nudity. Not to be confused with gynophobia, which is the fear of women.
Oh, I was going to say gynecologists. It just bothers me that people are just fucking like...
Hedonophobia, the fear of obtaining pleasure.
Excuse me?
Hedonophobia. It's the fear of obtaining pleasure. You are constantly...
Afraid to enjoy anything?
Yes.
Like, when they say pleasure, they mean like...
I'm assuming that they mean any type of pleasure, not necessarily just sexual, but...
God.
Just anything that would...
You would kill yourself, right?
You wouldn't be able to live a very happy life, no. I wouldn't think so.
You would have to kill yourself.
I like this one, hypnophobia, the fear of sleeping, or the fear of sleep.
All right, that makes sense. I mean, people are afraid because they have bad dreams and they don't know what's going to happen. They think they're going to get touched in their butts or whatever. But, I mean, you have to eventually... You can't just sleep. Catch... Insomnia.
Yeah.
You can try to stay awake, but your body's gonna shut down.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. What does that mean? Like, you have to be with somebody else? Like, you have to always have someone there with you?
I don't know.
So you can sleep easy? Like, You just have to like knock yourself out every day. Like you have to take sleep like a shit ton of sleeping pills.
Oh, that'd be awful.
Fucking, I mean, you get a resistance to that shit. Your body builds resistance to whatever that drug is. I can't remember the name of it.
But you'd have to then take more of it or take something different.
And... yeah, they just have to get more powerful, and then like eventually your body's like, nah, bro, it's not gonna work. Like you know, your body builds a resistance to caffeine.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know people that drink coffee all the time, they sleep like a fucking champ. I'm like, how?
This guy.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Joe is 87.5% coffee.
I am.
But yet sleeps like a champ.
So we finally got a Keurig at Best Buy.
Oh, in the break room?
In the break room.
Oh, my God.
And they actually supply us with the pods.
They don't charge you for them?
No.
What?
I know, right? Because at first they were like, oh, we have it, but you have to supply your own.
Which makes sense. I'd buy my own. They're on the floor.
Yeah.
You get a discount on them.
Right. But no, so yeah, a couple days ago, I was like, ah, I'm at work, and I'm like, I need a little bit of pick-me-up, so I went and made coffee.
It's fantastic, right?
Yeah, went home, and I just read a book and went to sleep.
Yeah, it doesn't, caffeine gives me a little kick, but it's not like one of those things where like, I'll drink coffee, and like, I can't go to sleep.
Yeah.
It just gives me, like, it just keeps me awake while I'm doing that, but if I go lay down, I'm like, out, done. Which, on like, a few years ago, would not happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's just, I don't know. Is there a fear of coffee?
There is now. Phasiophobia, the fear of swallowing. Oh, phallophobia, the fear of erections.
Caffeophobia.
Yeah,
the drink from the Greek cafe.
It can't be real, though. That's got to be something to make it up. It's not listed on Wikipedia.
You know, it's not on, really it's from Wikipedia.
No, it's not on Wikipedia's list that I'm on right now.
Yeah.
I'm on the list of... oh, this list is incomplete, maybe. You can help by expanding it.
Yeah, this is phobia. This is a wiki for phobias.
I have to believe that a lot of these aren't real. Oikophobia, the fear of home surroundings and household appliances.
I mean, I know some women that are afraid of household appliances.
No, are they dogs?
Are. Oddly enough, yes, they are dogs.
Yeah.
Neurobiology, study of how these affect your brain, blah, blah, blah. There's a bunch of stuff on here about how to diagnose them. I know how to diagnose them. Are you afraid of balloons?
Yeah.
That's it. You're afraid you have balloon phobia or whatever that is called.
Pogonophobia.
Afraid of pogo sticks?
The fear of beards.
Jesus Christ.
Obviously none of us have that.
Nope. Wow. It's fucking stupid. I'm not even going to that list. There was literally 1,273 pages of phobias on that. I closed it.
I can't believe that they're all real.
It's just like... There's a way, I mean, there's an easy way to make sure, like, someone's like, I don't like clowns. I'm not afraid of clowns. I just don't like them.
And that's what I get. Like, I suppose I just don't understand how deep a phobia goes. Are there any, like, documentaries on that type of stuff?
Oh, I'm sure there is.
I'm sure there are.
Like, I've seen people shut down around things. We used to have a supervisor at Best Buy back in the day. I can't remember her name right now. She was deathly afraid of dwarfs.
Like, really?
Little people. Not kids. Not short people. Like, legit dwarves, munchkins, midgets, little people. Like, what? Like, and fucking terrified of it.
Did she ever explain why?
No. She just said she cannot look at them or be around them. So, if you remember back, like, you probably never saw them because you were back in the back all the time. There was this customer who came all the time who would come in for shop for DVDs,
mm-hmm.
and he was a little person.
Mm-hmm.
He had a little grabby stick.
Yeah.
He's coming all the time. He would never ask you for help. He would never ask you to grab it. At least he asked a couple times if shit's fucked up on the top shelf because the shelves were terrible no matter what version they were. But he would just grab stuff. He'd look at him. He'd put it back. It was all good, right?
Mm-hmm.
He'd just fill up a fucking handbasket of DVDs and shit all the time, and he'd leave. One time he came in. And he was around the corner, down an aisle. Like, remember when Magnolia was first put in, and it had the wall around it?
Yeah.
Door for inventory. I'm explaining to Joe where, if you've ever been to that era at Best Buy. in that last Owl's printers.
Yeah.
Remember the very, the Isle of Face Magnolia was just like boxes of printers and paper and shit, right?
Yeah.
Next aisle over was actual printer displays and blah, 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 right? So this guy is down that aisle. He's on the end, like on the end cap next to the walkway, right? Right next to the racetrack. She comes around the corner. She's with me and somebody else, and we're talking about something. We come around the corner. I'm on the inside, so when we come around, the three of us, I'm next to that aisle. We hear someone say, excuse me. We all turn, because we're associates of what we do. She fucking loses it. Starts legit bawling and runs back into the warehouse. And remember we used to have the office, the little room back there after one of the remodels, like training and stuff back there, which I think is still there.
It's still there, yeah. It's the SDR.
She went and locked herself in there.
Jeez.
And he's like, what? I was like, I have no idea. What's up, buddy? And like he's like, I'm looking for this printer. It's not here. And I was like, oh, it's going to be on the other side. So we grabbed it and he was all good, right?
Yeah.
She legitimately locked herself away in that room. And we like had to go and like get her out. And we're like, what the fuck is going on? And she's like, I can't. Is he gone? I was like, who? She's like, the little person. Like, she whispered it like beyond a whisper. And I was like, yeah, he's gone. He bought a printer and left. She went home early because she was so fucking scared. I was like, oh, I'm definitely not afraid of clowns at this point because there's no way
you don't break
visibly
down
shut and, down yeah. when I see one. They give me the chills. I don't like them. And I think it all comes back to the fact that I watched It when I was younger and I knew who Charles Wayne Gacy is. Like, that shit creeps me out.
Yeah.
But it's not like I'm at your studios and like I can walk by him and not like fucking shit in my pants.
Yeah.
I can go to McDonald's and be okay. Like, it was so fucking weird.
Apparently that's called achondroplasia phobia.
Which is the
fear of midgets or little people, dwarves.
And that means the name of it comes from the disease or the condition of their bones.
I do find it funny though that that it's a long word.
That's really long
for
word.
A little person.
Yeah, you guys are fucked up. So definitely. Yeah, this shit makes me giggle.
But you bring up clowns, and it's interesting. You know, in the past year, you've had those like massive sightings of scary clowns all over. So there was another article I was reading. I cannot remember where it was actually. So take it for what it's worth. But they're saying that this is not a new instance. That what ends up happening is it crops up every few years and people just don't remember it or just don't, it doesn't get the media coverage that it always does.
Yeah.
But you'll end up with one or two people that do it and it spreads like a phenomenon. And you just have like random people saying that they've seen scary clowns all over when in fact they haven't.
Okay.
So it's like a mass spreading of fear, and it happens every once in a while. And if I recall right, they said one of the first recorded incidents was back in 1980-something, like 1981 or something like that.
Well, that's kind of terrifying, really, if you think about it. Because, like, you know, you don't want that shit spreading.
No.
I was watching Sunny. It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. And there's that show on there called Buckets, which is the Zach Galifianakis show where he plays a clown. And he's talking to his agent or somebody. I don't know much about the show. I just know that he's a clown. There's a reason I watch it. He's like, hey, so you know that thing where, like, people are dressing as clowns and, like, scaring kids, like, the edge of woods? Like, yeah, can you look and see if that's a paying gig? I thought that was extremely funny. I was like, because you're a clown and you want
work.
Because
you're a clown, yeah. And it could be a paying one, depending on if it's something that somebody just wants to freak people out and make up basically fake stories about, you know, clowns terrorizing people, yeah.
Yeah, no, people are dumb. That's all I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Fear of fried eggs and shit. Like, just Your chopsticks, bro.
They're chopsticks. They're piece, like, two pieces of wood.
Yeah, dude, it's like a fucked up fork.
Yeah.
Like, use a more elegant spoon.
Yeah.
Like, what's wrong with you? Instead, like, 60% of people who eat Chinese food have a mild version of it.
Really?
I'm like, 60%. 60.
Are you sure it's just that they're afraid of not knowing how to use them?
That's what I would think, but that's what it said. I just skipped. I mean, these people are fucking stupid.
Because I can understand that people are afraid of looking like idiots in front of other people because they don't know how to use chopsticks,
which
are just two sticks, you know, that look like it should be simple.
It's definitely not.
But it's not.
I'm still not great at it, no matter what. I use them all the time. Not all the time. I use them a lot.
It was hilarious at work. Because I always take a collapsible fork and spoon with me. Because
you're a nerd.
Because I don't really like having to use the ones at work.
Gotcha.
You know, they sit out in the open. Who knows what garbage stuff exactly. Gross people do to stuff. Right. Anyway, so I forgot them at home one day. And I've started bringing chopped up apples. And then some grapes with me. And I was like, oh, shit, I forgot my fork. So I pull out my collapsible chopsticks and I just start eating them. And people are just like, what the fuck is that? I'm like, they're chopsticks, guys. Come on. Why do you have chopsticks? I was like, where do you keep your chopsticks? And they're like, oh, well, good point.
It's very funny. I mean, I have some lightsaber chopsticks somewhere. I know that probably doesn't shock anybody. How do they collapse? Like, they fold in half?
No, so...
slide into each other?
It's like think of them like miniature pool sticks, so they untwist.
Oh.
And then the tip part just goes right into the...
Sorry.
The tip goes into the butt, and then you put a plug in it, and it just stores away.
I'm gonna cut that so you don't say... chopsticks and
it literally just makes me sound like I'm saying you put the tip in the butt and a plug and you're good.
Yep, it's gonna be fantastic.
Uh-huh.
I wish we had a camera now.
We
so
could.
I could have you see, like, saying it on video. People are like, oh no, that was real, he said it. I'm like, yeah,
we could have a drone one day. It's just like just little flying around.
This podcast
is
brought to you by a drone. Then we'd actually have something to put on YouTube, not just audio.
Mm-hmm.
That's way too much work.
No, we wouldn't cut it or anything.
Definitely not going to edit them. That's against the name.
As long
of this
as the audio
show.
Syncs up. Yeah.
Yeah, so last bit of business.
News?
Of
movies and stuff?
We could. What I was going to say is, actually, I'll use this for closing. Want to talk about John Wick 2, Chapter 2, real quick?
Yes.
We'll give it a little, good 10 minutes or so. Fuck yeah. Okay.
Amazing.
Everything I want it to be.
Non-stop
and more.
Action. Like, literally non-stop action.
Soon as you think it's slowing down.
It doesn't.
Someone's house gets blown up. Like,
yep.
Fuck you guys. It's like, oh. Yeah, it just, those guys are fucking, I'm so glad they're expanding on this crazy world that they've made. And I mean, I want more, but I hope they end it solidly on a trilogy.
Yeah.
So they don't muddy the waters.
Yeah.
Not that the Fast and Furious waters weren't muddied already, but, like, that shit's just...
But there is a point that where you think that they just need to stop.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
And they are not... I mean, three is a solid... I mean, it's a trilogy. That's why trilogies exist. But, like, without spoiling anything, he survives.
Mm-hmm.
Here's another spoiler. He murders a shit ton of people. A metric shit ton of people die at the hands of this fucking guy.
Like the population of Rhode Island or something.
I think someone has done it already. Someone did a kill count for the first one where they basically went through and they did like a legit count of like how many bullets he fired, how many kills he had. Average bullet wound per person, like that sort of shit. That person's gonna literally commit suicide after you watch the second one.
Yeah,
because the amount of people he kills in the museum or in the ruined area, like the, mm-hmm. during that party, is fucking astronomical. In those catacombs.
Yeah.
Dude.
I didn't realize there were that many people with that chick at that time.
She called in three sets of reinforcements.
Exactly.
Or and they're just signed like in three
falling sets of over.
Dude, like they basically ran into bullets. Like they were trying to catch bullets. They're like, bullet.
Got it.
Bullet.
Got it.
Like he first off, John Wick isn't gentle.
No.
At all.
No.
There are 3 points to me. Right away. And there's more than just three. There's three that are memorable. Number one, when he slams that guy with the car into the fucking the metal ball, the metal, like,
yeah, towards the
column.
And
he's like, he basically whips the back end of the car around and hits this dude, and he flies across the void. Someone's afraid. And he's like, clangs up against that thing.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh fuck, like this guy. Number two. When he nutshots that fucking dude with the shotgun,
oh,
he just fucking buries a fucking slug in that dude's dick.
Yeah.
And then, mercifully enough, shoots him in the face because he didn't die right away from the his genitals being forcibly removed from his body. But he was going to die, but he's like, John's like, no, I don't want you coming after me.
I will say that that's one thing I liked about these movies. Is that he finished everybody off.
Everybody, unless he didn't want to. But, like, in the third one is the subway knife to the fucking taint.
Yeah.
He masterfully fucking guts that guy
mm-hmm.
from his taint to his belly button. Mm-hmm. Like, he... And then he proceeds to stab the dude in the fucking chest. So he's got the dude's own taint blood, like, in him. Up north as mm-hmm. well, but he fucking brutal, dude. Like, there's so many other ones, but those three to me are just like the fucking epitome of destroying somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Like the guy who got hit by the car that flew into the beam. The dude didn't die right away. No. He might have been moving around, but he was slowly breathing, and then eventually his body's like, "No, bro, we're giving up.
We're done.
We're done, bro."
That was John Wick. Yeah. I like the sumo sumo wrestler as well.
Hilarious.
Kept getting up even after a couple shots to the head.
Dude, so,
finally turns around, just plugs him a couple more times in the head.
Fucking Christ. Oh, when he's riding on his back and he shoots him in the side.
Directly into him.
And then
him.
Eventually gets to the head and the dude just like bucks. He shoots him in the legit the in the side, something. Like where your kidneys and shit are. Just a couple rounds. Pop, pop, pop. And the guy's like, like still going. I'm like, fuck. And then he like shoots him in the back and he's like, bah, still. And then eventually like he clambers way up and just puts one right in the fucking crown of his head. Dude falls face first on the grating and John's like walking away checking his shit. And the guy's like, bah, and he turns around and just cat one more time in the face and eventually the guy drops. Who knows if he actually died.
Right.
But it's like he shot a bullet directly into his brain.
Mm-hmm.
Like, not like, oh, but the barrel was in within centimeters of his fucking head, and he lit him up.
Yeah.
Dude, I was like, fucking Christ. They find the hardest people to fucking be crazy-ass assassins.
Which, by the way, looked like most of the people in that world were assassins.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And that's the other interesting thing about these movies is that I do want to learn about, but I don't at the same time because it's that type of mystery where what the fuck is that world where you do have firefighters and policemen, but you also have these assassins that use gold coins for currency. You have a hotel.
Hotels,
in which we find out in this movie. It's a whole
network
of the hotels owned by the same person who is managed by different people that are safe havens for these assassins. So you can't do any killing on these grounds.
Yep.
It's like, what the fuck is up with all of that?
They have services. Like they have the car guy.
Yeah.
They have the,
they have concierge.
Well, not just that. They have the tailor guys.
Yeah.
You had the map guy.
Yep.
Like there's all these little things and they all use the same currency.
You could plan a heist, get your weapons, get your fucking
The Saulmier was so fucking funny.
That was the
gun guy.
The gun guy.
When he walks in, it's just the winery.
Yeah.
Like the wines, and then,
and then it pans over to the left, and you're like, oh, there's
guns,
the guns,
guns, guns. And then he even has the little spittoon thing around his neck, like you do when you have wine tastings. I fucking lost it. He's an actual sommelier, and they played him just like that. But he was talking about the guns. Like he's like, I know you're fond of the Germans, but these Austrian guns are like the Glocks are really. I was like. This dude is treating guns
like a fine like wine.
A fucking wine collection.
It was pretty funny. It was like something that go out with a bang at the end of the night.
Like something for dessert. He's like, yeah, oh, dessert. Here's the finest cutlery. I was like, fucking genius. Genius. And it comes down to everything, like the tailors.
The tailors were hilarious.
When there's like, you know, do you want it long? It's like tapered. And he's like, what cut? He's like, tactical. I was like,
yeah, what do you want the inside to
fucking
be tactical?
Genius.
And they're showing him like the bulletproof fabric and stuff. Ugh. And that old lady just turns around and fires a gun. And you're like, wait, what? Wasn't she just like a seamstress?
So fucking funny, dude.
But that was a nice payoff as well when he's in the ruins in the battle, the firefight.
Bullets loose.
And he's just getting plugged. Like, he's not dodging a lot.
No.
He's just getting plugged left and right, up and down. And just one point, he hits his chest, and you just hear a bunch of bullet rounds just fall to the ground.
So funny.
Yeah.
And it's little things. So I've seen it twice now. Fantastic both times. The little things that I picked up from it, one is, again, this is going to hit spoilers. I'm sorry. It's been a week, but fuck you. It's far enough in the episode if you got this far. Sorry.
Right.
The bum he goes to,
yeah,
to get to go to Sam, to Morpheus,
Lawrence Fishburne's
character,
yeah.
You actually see him at the beginning of the movie,
yeah.
Like he's legit at the beginning of the movie.
Yeah,
and they don't focus on his face, but you can see that it's him.
Yeah,
and then if you pay attention, he's like there's always like
a bum somewhere. Yeah,
and then you find out there's a network of them.
Yep,
which is fucking fantastic.
I did think it was hilarious when him and Lawrence Fishburne are talking, and they're slowly going through his headquarters.
Yep.
And you get to the changing room, and you're like, "Oh, they're just dressing up like that.
They're not actually homeless.
They're not really actually homeless." And then Lawrence Fishburne comes out in the fucking robe, and has like a pipe or something.
And
you're
puts
like,
on the
"What?
Gold watch?
Yeah.
Oh, fucking died, dude. I was like, this motherfucker." These guys have fucking beyond topped themselves.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fantastic. The other thing, too, is if these dudes do not earn some kind of cinematography award, or at least a nomination.
Right.
Garbage.
You know they won't.
There's so many shots, key shots, of characters' reflections.
Mm-hmm.
No visible sign of cameramen.
The fucking house, well, not
the
house
fucking
of mirrors,
the museum.
The museum of
with
mirrors.
All the fucking mirrors.
Yeah.
There's dead-on shots over Keanu Reeves' shoulder of himself looking in a mirror at his own reflection multiple over, no camera in sight.
Yep.
What?
It's amazingly done.
What?
Yep.
Like, he's not wearing it because you can see him in the foreground looking into the mirror.
Yep.
And then there's the room where it's like the whole every wall is metallic, is a mirror.
Which you
guarantee spinning around.
That you'd have some cameraman, you'd catch somebody in a reflection somewhere.
Like, that means they had to go through and digitally take out cameramen.
Yep.
Like, come on, guys. You have to get, like, some nod. Even if it's like a, hey, honorable mention, John Wick Chapter 2 for being spookily no cameraman visible. Like,
yeah.
Fuck, dude. Like, that's ridiculous.
They're like, who filmed this?
How is this filmed? Magic. Literal magic.
Yeah.
It's that shit was fucking ridiculous. I was like, this whole room is made of mirrors. How am I not seeing anybody holding a camera or a microphone or anybody who works on this fucking movie? It's just the actors. I'm like, you know how painstakingly it must be to remove people from a mirror?
Extremely painstaking.
In every scene.
Yeah.
30 frames per second, and you have to erase them from every single scene. Like, that's insane.
Yep.
Insane. And it's so fast. It was so gorgeous.
It was.
And so fucking loud.
Oh, God.
I warned you. It was not
enough. You
warned
me about the beginning, yeah. Dude. And it just, it really didn't let up.
No, man.
The whole entire
movie. The gunshots sound amazing.
Mm-hmm.
That fucking shotgun, though, dude. And he's blasting people with that fucking Italian shotgun. Just so brutal every time.
Mm-hmm.
And you hear the shotgun crack, and then you hear just the splatter of people. You're like, I'm like, fuck, dude.
Yep.
You gonna get a nod for sound effects? Because Jesus.
Probably not.
I'm pretty sure he murdered at least three people in real life.
Could have.
Like, oh, I'm sorry, Brandon Leedham. Like,
oh.
Too soon?
Too soon.
But, like, the other thing, too, is the visual effects in this are so good.
Yeah, for a movie that you wouldn't expect a lot of visual effects
in
them.
Yeah, like, he brains people, mm-hmm. and you see holes open up in human heads.
Mm-hmm.
Unless they're really murdering people and they're getting away with it.
Or even the girl at the beginning that
slices your fucking wrist.
Fucking wrist, and it's just constant blood just slowly pouring out of this giant, like almost a foot long scar, a cut in both arms.
He was nuts. And that whole bath scene was dope because she like goes crucifix style.
Yeah.
And it starts to cloud over the blood. When he dipped
Which
his
again,
hand
I thought was really well done. I'm like, you're gonna see titties here in a second somewhere.
Nope. Classy as shit.
Classy as shit. You don't see anything. It's just so
a
perfectly,
bit of ass crack.
But it's still so perfectly done that it's Austin Powers it. Not Austin Powers ish, but like in a way.
Yeah.
Where everything's just covered up.
She turns, her arms covering it. The camera's just at the right angle where she turns. All you see is like OB, which is outer boob above boob.
But then the blood scene as well, as they pan up.
You
and
see
a full-on
shot of the tub.
And then the blood is just...
It just covers her. You can see the silhouette of her body and like the outline of her boobs, but it's just blood. And it's like, dude, it's so good.
Just well done. Very well shot.
Very classy. Mm-hmm. They did not get a rated R because of the nudity.
No.
The language and the violence.
Yes. And there was a lot of bull.
Yes.
Yes.
Sure death.
Yeah.
I would like them to release a death counter when it comes out on Blu-ray. And DVD and digital and stuff.
Oh, somebody will do it on
so
YouTube.
When you watch it. No, I want to watch it like on my own. Just like the counter ticks up. Like there's two boxes. One of bullets shot and then deaths. And I just want to see like the numbers. Like three bullets, death. Three bullets, death. Because he'll cap people twice in the chest and then once in the head.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes once in the chest and twice in the head, which is just fucking brutal in general. Like that first one, unless you're a sumo wrestler, pretty sure it killed you.
Yeah.
But he double taps people all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So he looks so good shooting the guns. Just his movements of like turning it sideways to aim
mm-hmm.
down the barrel, and like the little things where he holds his arm real close to his body so you can see like just craziness.
He went through
dude.
Intense training in
yeah,
order to,
I know.
To really
I remember watching the
that.
Videos.
Yeah.
On the first one, if you have it digitally or on Blu-ray or DVD, really hope it's not DVD. They have special features that show training like the mm-hmm. stunt work and stuff. But the second one, dude, like I watched, they were putting up the videos of him prepping like at camps and stuff, like mm-hmm. boot camps, and
he went full bore.
Yeah, dude, like very well done.
Uh-huh.
But bum, pun award goes to Joseph.
Yes.
He's manhandling these guns,
mm-hmm.
like he's like quick drawing the holster for the pistol, and he's letting loose, and like the shotgun work, and just man, dude, it's just. It showed, really. I mean, it didn't look like... Because they even said, like, in an interview that he did a lot of his own gun stunts.
Yeah.
Obviously, him running, like, falling down the stairs.
You couldn't really have him do that.
Yeah. Like you're not going to have a human actor that you're going to put on camera.
That isn't expendable.
Yeah, exactly. Like, oh, no, that's a stuntman.
Yeah.
But, yeah, like, just... But he's like, you can see that he's in some of the fight scenes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's legit him because, like, his face is visible.
Yeah.
It's not one of those, like, oh, duck down. My face is out of the way. Like, he's legit, like, throwing punches and, like, rolling people over. One of my favorites is in the museum. He rolls that dude over and spins him around, and his foot's on the back of his head.
Yeah.
Holding him up, using him essentially as a shield, shoots those two dudes, and then rings over and just brains this dude, and it goes, up on the wall and just gets up nonchalant and just picks and just, up. I was like,
yep.
This fucking guy is a sociopath.
Yeah, you'd have to be.
God, dude. It's just the amount of death. Like, Jesus Christ, he fucking murdered so many people again. So good.
Yep.
It's the best 1-2 movie.
So far, I would say.
I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Until Guardians 2 comes out, and we'll see how that does.
Yeah.
I
might like Guardians a bit more.
Yeah, because Guardians 1 was fucking amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's all I got. The thing I want to end the show with, unless you have anything else about John Wick.
No.
This episode is the very first episode of year 4 of this podcast.
Wow.
We have gone 3 solid years with never missing an episode, never being late.
We don't take time off.
No time off.
We always make sure something's recorded.
Yep. Boom. So, I just want to bring that up because on the 13th of February was our official launch date of this particular podcast.
Wow.
Way back when, so 3 years ago, as of this past Monday, was the beginning of this We Hear show.
Wow.
Yeah. It's fucking crazy to think of 156 episodes.
Yeah.
Of just our jackassness just talking. Like, it's so dumb to think it's lasted this long. But year 4, bitches. Here we come.
Yeah.
Naturally.
Mm.
So did there? Booyah. But yeah, that's it for this week's episode. We are
Joe.
And I am Cody. And as usual, you fucks just came naturally.